The reading is taken from Luke 2, 21 to 24 and 39 to 52, and it's read from the Good News Version. A week later, when the time came for the baby to be circumcised, he was named Jesus, the name which the angel had given him before he had been conceived. The time came for Joseph and Mary to perform the ceremony of purification, as the law of Moses commanded. So they took the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be dedicated to the Lord. They also went to offer a sacrifice of a pair of doves or two young pigeons, as required by the law of the Lord. When Joseph and Mary had finished doing all that was required by the law of the Lord, they returned to the hometown of Nazareth in Galilee. The child grew and became strong. He was full of wisdom, and God's blessings were upon him. Every year, the parents of Jesus went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they went to the festival as usual. When the festival was over, they started back home. But the boy Jesus stayed in Jerusalem. His parents did not know this. They thought that he was with their group, with their relatives and friends. So they travelled a whole day and then started looking for him among their relatives and friends. They did not find him, so they went back to Jerusalem, looking for him. On the third day, they found him in the temple, sitting with the Jewish leaders, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his intelligent answers. His parents were astonished when they saw him, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been terribly worried trying to find you." He answered them, "Why did you have to look for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand his answer. So Jesus went back with them to Nazareth, where he was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus grew both in body and in wisdom, gaining favor with God and people. This is the word of the Lord.
Help if I turn myself on. Good morning. I wonder what you remember about your childhood. Now, if you're a child now, you're going to remember quite a lot because it's happening at the moment. If you're a bit older, then maybe one of the ways that you remember things is by looking at photos. I've got a few photos of famous people and important people. And I thought we'd just see whether you can recognise who these people might be. Now, I know that you've all seen this person, not in face-to-face, probably, though some of you might have, but you will have seen him on television. There's a clue, it's a him. Any ideas who that might be? Who do you think? It's not Prince William. Obama, President of the United States. It's a very handsome baby. Here's another one, and I'm sure that you will know who this lady is. And, whoops. Oh, no! Giving it away. Okay. Rats. Who's this lady? The Queen. It is indeed. I'm a little enthusiastic, trigger happy. The Queen. Okay, so a little closer to home, and I think I've probably given this one away too. Who's that? Any ideas? Perhaps you didn't get it. Not here this morning, but well known to us. First time I met him, he was in a very large blow-up suit. Next time I saw him, he was in a very large blow-up suit in a different colour. But when he's not wearing a very big blue blow-up suit, who is it? It's Matt. our very own Matt. He did give me a picture where he'd drawn a beard on himself as well, but I thought we'd keep him recognisable. Okay. Who's that in the middle? Can you see what they're eating? Not ice cream, no. No. Shall I ask him what he was eating? What were you eating, Phil? A carrot. That's Phil in the middle as a little boy. Can you remember that?
No, I don't want to eat that.
Okay. I think he'd rather be eating ice cream. Okay, here's someone else that we've seen this morning. There's a very big clue. Anybody recognise that rather elegant little girl? Any ideas? It's not me. It's not me. Jess, who do you think? It is Karen. Karen, stand up again, just so that we can compare you. Karen, do you remember having that photo taken? Do you remember the dress? Okay, fair enough. She said that she didn't still have the dress, otherwise she could have worn it for us this morning. All right, last one. Who's that? Yeah, that one's me. Apparently I looked like Queen Victoria when I was very little. I think I look rather sweet. We're thinking today about family life with Jesus. Now, we don't have any family photos of Jesus. If you put into Google Jesus as a child, you come up with some remarkable things. And one of them might give a possible indication of how difficult it is for us to imagine what Jesus was like as a child. But I wonder whether we think he did this. This is Jesus at bath time, and Mary trying to stop him walking on the water. I think probably that's not terribly realistic. I think if there were pictures, it would be more realistic to imagine Jesus with dirty knees. When he was little, I'm sure he ran around with his friends and would have fallen over and got dirty knees like the best of us. Told us in our reading that he grew like us. It's possible that somewhere in Jesus' house there would have been a doorpost where they marked on the post or on the wall how tall he was. Who does that at home? Who does that? Yes. We had ours at home for a long, long time. Now, I think we stopped when I couldn't reach my youngest son's head to put the mark up. We know that Jesus's father, Joseph, was a carpenter, and that if he was like any other normal child, he probably would have gone and helped his dad. And he probably would have ended up banging his finger once or twice and needing a bandage. Jesus knew what it was like to be like us. In our reading, we were hearing about a time when Jesus went to the temple with a big group of his family and friends. They went for a festival, not quite like May Camp, but for the Passover festival, which they went to every year as a community. And here I found a picture of a very large Spanish family. And we can see all sorts of people in there. It's not just parents and children. There are aunts and uncles. I think there's a grandfather sitting in the middle there. There are tiny ones and old ones and in-between ones and ones that are messing around while they take the photo. Jesus knew what it was like to be part of a family and part of a community. But the main part of our story happens when he reached the age of 12. Do we have anybody here who's 12 this morning? We do. A 12-year-old. Excellent. Couple of 12-year-olds. Brilliant. What's it like being 12? Is it good? Yeah? It's all right. It's okay. Right. Good. If you were 12 in Jesus's time, that was when you partly became a grown-up. When you were 12, you were expected to start taking some responsibility for yourself in your church life. So it stopped being up to your parents to do things for you, and it became partly up to you to start listening to the sermons, to start learning perhaps a bit more about what it meant to be a follower of God. So 12 was a significant age. And in our reading, there was a big gap from when Jesus was just a week or so old, a few weeks, to when they went to the temple when he was 12. And in that huge gap, we've heard nothing about his life. And I think that's because it was very ordinary. And he got dirty knees, and he needed to bandage his finger, and he learnt what it was like to be a normal person. What does our story tell us in Luke? If there's this big gap, what can we learn from it? Well, I think that we can learn that God loves and values families. He thinks they're important. God the Father entrusted Jesus to Mary and Joseph as his parents and asked them to care for him and look after him. And I think we can learn that Jesus really understands what it's like to be a child growing up, going every year to the temple, joining that big group of people, living with his parents, and then taking responsibility for his own relationship with God. If you're a child, you are probably a grandchild. You've probably got grandparents. Not everybody does have. Some people's grandparents have already died or they don't know them for various reasons. But most of us have grandparents. And if you are a grandchild, then your parents come between you and your grandparents. But do you know God has no grandchildren? Did you know that? God has no grandchildren. If your mum and dad are God's children, which they are, you'd think that might make you God's grandchild. But you're not. You are God's child, the same as your parents. Mary and Joseph had to learn that Jesus had his own relationship with his father, and that's one of the things they realized in this story. But it's great for us to know that Jesus knows what it's like to be a child, and we can have a friendship with him ourselves, whatever age we are. What else do we learn? Well, we learn that parents matter. It mattered that they took Jesus to this festival every year. It mattered that they cared for him and they did their best. But we also see in this story that Jesus surprised them. They weren't expecting him to go and sit with the teachers of the law and listen on his own, even though he was 12. It took them a little while to realize that he was growing up. And so they went off without him and then had to go back and find him. And I think for them it was the beginning of letting go of Jesus. They'd done a really great job being his parents, caring for him, helping him, teaching him. But they didn't always get it right. They didn't always know what God wanted to do with their son. So parents are always learning. I'm a parent. Mine are up here now. I'm constantly surprised by them. And as they've grown up, I've had my ideas of how it ought to be, and sometimes they've had to change. because God's had another idea. And sometimes that's been really hard. But I can tell you from where I stand now, they're 24 and 21, that God's ideas were great and actually so much better. If I'd made them do what I thought was right all the time, when God was calling them to be someone else, it would have been a disaster. Parenting is hard, and we have to keep learning, but God is with us, and he loves us, and he helps us. And finally, I think perhaps the biggest lesson from our stories today, from the fact that we have these two incidences in the Gospel of Luke, where it tells us that they took Jesus as a baby to fulfill the law, to be circumcised, to be dedicated to God. And then later, this incident where they took him to the temple, again, as part of that community to which they belonged, that childhood is the foundation for adult life and ministry. How wonderful it is that we can come together and support one another as this big church family, whether we're parents or grandparents, whether we're children, whether we're single people who can act as aunts and uncles, whether we're older people who can lend a helping hand when grandparents are a long way away, whether we're people who find it very difficult to be with children but can pray. We all have a part to play in raising children within our community who will have a solid foundation for life and for eventually ministry. So I don't think that Jesus walked on the bathwater when he was little. It's a wonderful picture. There's another, cartoon. There's another cartoon online on a similar vein of Jesus trying to jump into a river as a teenager. And he's lying, he's sort of holding his knees like you do if you do a bomb into a thing. And he's going, ouch, 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 as he bounces across the top. I don't think Jesus was like that. Jesus knew what it was like to be a child, to be part of a family. And God loves children and adults. He has no grandchildren because we are all his children. And he longs to be part of our family life. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you that each one of us can call you Father or Daddy or Dad. Thank you that you long to be with us and to help us, whether we're children growing up and learning, or parents trying to help our children, or members of our church community looking out for one another. Pray that you would help us all to grow in maturity in you. Amen.